Hi, June. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wright. I want to ask about melatonin. I take melatonin every night, and my friend has been taking melatonin, too, but she accidentally took, like, 20 milligrams for a couple of nights, and she developed itching, really bad itching all over her body. And so then she looked up on the Mayo Clinic website as to the side effects of melatonin. So is there really bad side effects, or can you take too much melatonin, or can you take it every day, every night, or should you just take it for a short period of time? There's a lot of questions, but...
There you go. Well, 20 milligrams is quite a lot, and if we were to run a test and compare her levels, or anybody who takes 20 milligrams, I should say, to normal, you'd see they were way high. Now, fortunately, there have been zero, and I do mean zero, deaths reported from excess melatonin. But, like with anything else, it's not a good idea to be way higher than what's usually in the body. It might cause itching. I don't know. I've not heard about that, but that's quite possible. It's not going to kill anybody, but ordinarily, no, we don't want to be taking that much. Very fortunately, though, it's not a big bad hazard. Getting back to the smaller doses is quite the way to go.
So, like, I take 10 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And can you take it every night, or should you just take it for a short period of time, and then if it helps you sleep?
Melatonin is something that declines as we get older, and so replacing things that decline as we get older is one of the better things to do to stay healthy, because we were sometimes healthier when we were younger and slept better and got more things done and so forth. And yes, we can use it every night, but when we check, we do the testing for really comprehensive hormones. It includes melatonin. And when we check and find that, oops, the melatonin is too high, it's usually in someone who's been taking more than 3 to 5 milligrams a night, ma'am. And yes, it can be used every night, because good grief, for most of our lives, our bodies made more melatonin than they're making when we're 60 or 70 at night, every night.
Oh, okay. And so there's not a lot of other, there was a whole list of side effects on this website that she went to, and
I hear you, ma'am, but I just don't hear about those from people, and I know a lot of people that make melatonin. I'm not saying they don't exist, but I would suspect they're fairly rare.
Okay, so is 10 milligrams too much?
Unless you find you really need that to help you sleep. Now, you've got to listen to your body. If your body says, if I take 5 milligrams, I don't sleep as well as I take 10, then pay attention. But if you find that you're sleeping just as well with 5 milligrams as you were with 10, then stay with the 5.
That's good to know. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and I hope I haven't been too confusing there. So thank you for calling.